This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are a whole lot of office buildings in this country that are, shall we say, underutilized. People straight up working at home or going hybrid a couple of days a week means cities including San Francisco and Houston and Washington, D.C. have office vacancy rates north of 15%. And by the end of this decade, the commercial real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield figures there's going to be more than 1 billion square feet of vacant office space in this economy. You know who could use some of that space? People. People in need of affordable places to live. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, converting office space to apartments is not as simple as it might seem.
The 15-story Fidelity and Deposit building in downtown Baltimore has sat empty for nearly two decades. Inside the lobby, its former grandeur is evident in the ornate marble columns and faded gold detailing on the arched ceiling.
So this is all like original architecture from, I think, 1890, I want to say.
It was finished in 1894. Patrick Grace is the owner of Trademark Investments, which bought this building last year and plans to convert the former office tower into more than 200 rental apartments.
For us, this was like a perfect opportunity because like the location's great, the building's awesome.
And it's full of vintage charm, like the giant bank vault in a space Grace plans to turn into a restaurant, and the intricately carved railing on the staircase.
That would be insanely expensive to try to recreate, and it looks nicer than like a builder's grade staircase that we would do now.
Converting an old building presents its own challenges, like adding a second stairwell to meet residential code. Trademark bought the building for $6 million and will put another $47 million into construction. This place emptied out long before the pandemic, but the recent increase in vacant office space around the country has more developers looking at conversions.
It's been increasing in the last 3 years by about 5 to 10% in terms of total square footage each and every year of converted offices.
Doug Ressler follows the commercial real estate market at the research firm Yardi Matrix. Between 2020 and 2021, Yardi data shows office to apartment conversions grew faster than new construction, adding 11,000 apartments nationally. New York City recently announced plans to create thousands more.
One of the things that you see is a tremendous amount of pressure on governments, cities, states, to be able to meet the affordable housing, you know, shortfall that has really been with us for almost a decade now.
But Ressler and others doubt that office conversions will make a big dent in that shortfall. Kevin Fagan is head of commercial real estate analysis at Moody's Analytics, which last year evaluated about 1,100 office buildings in New York City for potential conversion.
We basically found that about maybe 3% could be viable.
There are just too many obstacles, Fagan says. A lot of offices, for instance, don't have much natural light.
You're not living there. You're there for a certain amount of time, and you put your young analyst in kind of a lightless office in the middle, and that's okay.
As a place to live, that's not going to work. There may be existing tenants to buy out, plumbing and windows to replace.
A lot of times in the development world, what people will say is that you're better off building from scratch than you are doing a renovation.
For Pat Grace at Trademark Properties, the end result is worth the hassle.
It's going to look awesome, right? It's like you're walking into a building that's done and it's modern, but you have this like piece of history that is still alive.
To see what a finished office-turned apartment looks like, Trademark's asset manager, Ava Hodsden, takes me to another old building the company is converting nearby. Inside, the apartments mostly look like what you'd find in any new building, with quartz countertops and stainless appliances.
So this is probably, out of all the units that I have, the one that might feel the most commercial conversion.
Hodsden shows me a ground floor unit with floor-to-ceiling windows looking right out onto the busy sidewalk.
So if a tenant comes in here and they're like, I want this whole window screened or I want some sort of soundproofing on it, it's always a conversation we're open to because we want the space to work for them as well.
Hodgson lives in a converted apartment herself in a former law office. Other than the dark wood paneling and some legal motifs in the building, she says you'd never know. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.